You're listening to Weekends on ABC Radio.
Hello, my name is Natalie Laisley. My mother is a Torres Strait Islander, and growing up we were always told wonderful stories from the Torres Strait. And I'm going to share one of those stories with you today. And this one is from Badu, where my family's from. And this one's called Greedy Gubbar. My kids love this story. And I always tell them when they're getting greedy, I'm going to end up like Greedy Gubbar. So the story goes, a long time ago, there were two main villages on this island. One was a fishing village and one was like a farming village. And, farmers, obviously, you're going to get sick of eating fruit and veg all the time, and fishermen are always going to get sick of eating seafood all the time. So they decided to trade. So we'll give you some of our seafood, you give us some of your fruit and veg, and we can share and everything will be wonderful. And so they nominated Gubbar to take the food between the two villages. So the farming village would give him beautiful produce, say, take this to the fishing village and bring us back some seafood. So he would go off and swap the food over. So you have this, I'll take that, back to the other village. And both villages agreed this was a great idea. It was working really well for a while. And then Gubbar one day was really hungry. And sort of halfway between the two villages, he thought, oh, I'll just have a little bit. Pretty sure nobody's going to notice. Nobody ever counts how much I'm bringing or taking. So he sat down, he ate some of the good stuff and kept going and did the trade, came back and thought, well, I got away with that. I can't believe nobody noticed. So the next day he was hungry again. So he thought, I'll just take a little bit. So he took a little bit of the good stuff and went on his way. And then over time he got greedy. And so he stopped in the middle, ate all the good stuff, and took the not-so-good-looking stuff to the fishing village. And the fishing village was like, I've noticed the food hasn't been so great lately. What's going on? Are these guys trying to tell us something? And Greedy Gubbar did the trade, went on his way and did the same thing. Ate all the really good seafood and left the not-so-good seafood and went on his way. The farming village went, what's going on with this seafood? Like, they're getting really small now. They're not as good. They're not as tasty. Are these guys trying to tell us something? I don't know what's happening. And it was getting worse and worse. So one day, the elder of the farming village sent one of his warriors. And he said, can you follow Gubbar and see what's going on? We're sending them this good food, but they're sending us scraps. And so the warrior said, yes, no worries. So he took off, followed Greedy Gubbar, and he saw him stop and eat the good stuff. And he went, oh, okay, this isn't right. And so he continued to follow him to the other village. Gubbar did the trade. The fishing village was getting angry because they were still getting scraps and they couldn't understand why. So he stayed and spoke to the elders and said, look, give me one of your warriors. He can come with me and I'll prove it. I'll prove it's not us. We're not doing this to you. It's Gubbar. Gubbar is eating all the good stuff and leaving us with nothing. We thought you were doing it to us, but you weren't. I'm sorry. I need somebody to come with me so I can show you. So then they sent one of their warriors with him. They followed, saw what was happening and went, okay, do we just kill him now? Or do we, we go to the elders. So the two warriors went to the elders in the farming village and told them what was happening. They all apologised, sorry, I thought it was you, you thought it was us, it was all good, nothing was happening, it was just this one person who we all trusted. And so some of the elders from the farming village went to the elders of the fishing village and said, look, we need to do something about this. We're just going to continue trading like we are, knowing that he's going to eat half of it, and we're going to set up a trap. So they sent all their warriors to the little spot where Greedy Gubbar would stop and eat. Sure enough, along comes Greedy Gubbar, sits down and starts eating all the good stuff, and they caught him and they tied him up to a rock and left him there and said, this is what you deserve. You were starving two villages for yourself and this is where you're going to stay. They just tied him up to a rock and left him there, and then he turned into one. He was there for so long, he turned into a rock. And even today, on Badu Island, there's a little rock sort of in between two of the main villages, and the rock is in the shape of a man sort of squatting down. It gives that little bit of truth to the story. So children see that and they go, oh, maybe I shouldn't be greedy, I shouldn't have eaten that chocolate last night and then lied about it in the morning. So that was the story of Greedy Gubba. Don't get greedy or you end up being a rock in the middle of an island.
Welcome to Weekends.